I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast, the bridge scandal, and how Chris Christie's personal style may factor into the story. Let's get started. We reported moments ago a class action lawsuit has now been filed against Governor Chris Christie, former top aide Bridget Ann Kelly, and two former Christie appointees to the Port Authority, which operates the George Washington Bridge. Now, the suit claims the plaintiffs were, quote, trapped on the roadways for a considerable period of time, forcing them to arrive late for work, to be docked pay, and endure other economic hardships. The breaking news tonight, late word that we'll be getting more than 900 new documents tomorrow related to this whole affair. It'll be fascinating to see how they affect the arc of the story, if they do, and whether any of them speak to another big question, namely whether the governor's well-known sharp elbows, I guess you could say, and short temper contributed to the current scandal. At the news conference today, Governor Christie addressed the issue.
I am not a bully, and what I will tell you is that the folks who have worked with me over a long period of time would, I believe, tell you that I'm tough, but I've shown over the last 4 years in the tone that we've set here that I'm willing to compromise, that I'm willing to work with others. And the campaign showed with all of the folks who came from the other side of the aisle to support us that if we weren't willing to have relationships with those folks, it would have never happened that way.
Governor Christie today suggesting he's not the kind of politician who pushes people around. Keep it honest, though, there is plenty of evidence that he may be, including his reaction to a doctor who publicly questioned his medical fitness to serve.
This is just another hack who wants 5 minutes on TV. If she wants to get on a plane and come here to New Jersey and ask me if she wants to examine me and review my medical history, I'll have a conversation with her about that. Until that time, she should shut up.
His critics say he's thin-skinned. His supporters say he's direct, honest, a straight-talking kind of guy. Tom Foreman has more.
Born in a state with a long history of heavyweight brawling, Chris Christie learned early that his combative ways could be costly. In 1995, he tried to charge through the Republican Old Guard to win an assembly seat and was crushed at the polls, leading to years of quiet work in the political background. Yet after being elected governor in 2009 and re-elected in 2013, the tough guy once again took center stage.
Maybe the folks in Washington, D.C. should tune in their TVs right now, see how it's done.
Christie has famously battered reporters.
Did I say on topic? Are you stupid? On topic. Next question.
If what you want to do is put on a show and giggle every time I talk, well, then I have no interest in answering your question.
Voters are fair game, too.
I'll ask you where you send your kids to school. Don't bother me about where I send mine.
He spoons out advice like bitter medicine.
And let me tell you something. After you graduate from law school, you conduct yourself like that in a courtroom, your rear end's going to get thrown in jail, idiot.
And through it all, he walks a political tightrope.
Some people won't like his style. They'll see him as too tough, too angry, too obnoxious.
So there is a risk in being this brusque and brash about things.
Absolutely. But that's more than outweighed by his reputation as a straight talker, a straight shooter, not your typical politician. And in this day and age, that is a huge plus not to be a typical politician.
I don't hide my emotions from people.
So although Christie is apologizing over the bridge incident now, sorry is a word that fits him like a bad suit, and one he seldom says. Tom Foreman, CNN, Washington.